Paul W. Smith will be here just after Fox News at 6. This is the pre-W. Smith show with Jeff Sloan on 760 WJR.
All right, welcome. It's Monday, January 23rd here in Detroit. And, of course, Mark Pastoria, Kristen Kajawa, Brian Morton all joining me this morning. Looks like winter's finally made a return. Of course, we got a little bit of winter over the Christmas break, the Christmas holiday. Got a little white Christmas. I know that's important to Kristen. And that was really cool. And then it seems for January, it became almost like March-like weather. But now, if you look at the forecast, and of course, yesterday picking up an inch or two of snow, and more snow possible this week. Temperatures cooler, heading back down into more normal territory for this time of year. And heading into February, looks like we could see a real return of winter. Okay, listen, a couple things we want to make sure we point out to you this morning. One, the feds have set a course, it looks like, for milder interest rate increases in February. Another sign that the Fed action taken last year in the form of rising interest rates is indeed working to cool inflation. Of course, the trick here is to cut the right balance between cooling inflation by rising those rates, yet not being too aggressive and tipping the economy into recession. In recent public statements and interviews, Fed officials have said slowing the pace of rate increases to a more traditional quarter percentage point would give them more time to assess the impact of their increases so far and to determine where they should stop rising those rates. Of course, last year, guys, we had several rate increases, some aggressive, 0.75 points, I think 4 consecutive months, December, 0.5 points. And now perhaps seeing some cooling in that Fed action. Look, in other news, Detroit may no longer be just the land of 313 when it comes to area codes, as options using the 313 area code are running low and predicted to be entirely used up by the end of 2025. As a result, Michigan Public Service Commission is considering adding a second area code to Metro Detroit, and the new area code would be 679. Interesting, 679, not nearly as crisp and cool as 313, but there it is. New 679 area code would encompass the same territory as the 313 code. That, of course, includes Detroit, Hamtramck, Highland Park, Allen Park, Dearborn, Dearborn Heights, Ecorse, the Grosse Pointe, Inkster, Lincoln Park, Redford Township, River Rouge, and Taylor. 679, huh? Okay. We've reported on how inflation is impacting everything, from groceries to gas and everything in between. Well, now, even the U.S. Postal Service has announced that due to inflation, stamp prices at the U.S. Postal Service are on the rise again. First class forever stamp prices are going from 60 cents to 63 cents. Officials say customers can accept price adjustments twice a year now moving forward, in addition to the rising price of the forever stamp. International letters and postcards will go from $1.40 to $1.45. 1 ounce metered mail will increase from 57 cents to 60 cents. And the price for domestic postcards will increase from 45 cents to 48. Boy, this just proves nothing can impact inflation. It just is pervasive. And of course, it hits all of us in the consumer public. Only so much money to go around. One thing costs more. We have less to spend on something else, and that's just the way it goes these days. All right, we're going to head to a break, but listen, coming up in the next segment here on our show, we've got Dr. Christopher Gill. He's going to break down and put perspective on where we are with respect to the COVID-19 pandemic. Is it fully in our rearview mirror? I think we know that's not the case. It's moved from a pandemic to now what's known as endemic. And he's going to break it all down for us and give us an overview of where we are and where we're likely headed. All right, running to a quick break. Back with more in a minute right here on the Pre-W. Smith Show.